The Gemara Menachos, Daf Samach Hei, the Gemara relates show you by Susim, those that did not acknowledge the Torah Shabbat Peh. Tell me don't advise us. Oymer Matzeres Achar Shabbos. The Shmuas is supposed to take place on Sunday all the time. They
were the same thing, or just were different branches?
Same idea. Different leaders, but the same idea. So they had the American idea long before we thought of it. You know, you have all the, they have the holidays and the weekends. So Shmuas is a weekend, and you'll see they really meant it as a weekend. Is Nitbolehem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turned his attention to them. V'amalehem shaitim, fools. Minayin lachem. What's your basis to say such a thing? V'lohoya echad. Adam echad v'lohoya. Adam, and nobody could answer. V'lohodam echad shoyim eshivo, and nobody could answer him. Chutz mizokin echad. There was one elderly member of the Baisusim. Shoyim efatpet kinegdo. He muttered nonsense things. V'amar, and he told him, Moshe Rabbeinu, O Yisrael Hoy. Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jews. V'yodeya sh'ateres yom echadu. And he knew that ateres and the Shavuos is only one day yontif. So one day yontif, before you sneeze, it's over. Like in Eretz Yisrael. It is Amar v'tikna achar ha-Shabbos. So he made it on Sunday. Kidei Yisrael Yisrael mis'angin shnei yom. So we should have a hefty piece of yontif. 2 days, you know, a 2 day celebration. So therefore, that's why it's on Sunday. Kora alav mikroset. So he responded to him with this pasuk. Achar osa yom mechayr of derech harseya. It's 11 days journey. Moshe Rabbeinu oyv Yisrael ha'mal lo yichlam b'midbar aboyim shana. Moshe Rabbeinu was out to give him a good time, so why did he keep him in the middle for 40 years? It was only 11 days journey. He should have put him right there as he saw him. So it doesn't look like his Moshe Rabbeinu was such a fun-loving guy after all. So, you know. So, Amar lo Rebbe v'kachatah b'treini. You know, like he realized he was mocking him. That's the way you answer me. Amar lo Yishayta v'lo dey Torah shleima shalonu k'sicha b'telah shalachem. That our Torah is less choshev than the nonsense ideas that you make up. Kosov echad oimer. So we focused on the psukim in Parshat Emor. It says, "Sfartim lachem in mocharas haShabbos, ad miyom aviyachem es oimer atrufo, sheva Shabbos es tmimo es tiyeno, ad mimocharas haShabbos ashriyas, tisperu chavishim yom." So he says, it says two things which don't exactly add up. Kosov echad oimer, tisperu chavishim yom. You should count 50 days. Kosov echad oimer sheva shabbosos tamimos tiyen. There should be 7 complete weeks. Then what do you have? 2 different reckonings. If you said 50 days, what do you need the reckoning of 7 complete weeks?
49.
Or at the end of that is the Shavuos. But what do you need this reckoning for? Hoketa. Kam biyodov shechalios b'shabbos. It's Pesach. The first day Pesach is at Shabbos. So then you have Sheva Shabbos Tamimus Tiyana. Then there are 7 full weeks. A full week is from Sunday through Shabbos. It's a full week. So the Spiros Ha'omer takes place over 7 full weeks. And then the 50th day is Shavuos. Kam b'yontif shechal yos b'emtza Shabbos. But when yontif occurs during the week, then you can't have 7 full weeks. Because you wind up with 6 full weeks and 2 halves. So you don't have Shabbos Shabbos to me was the end. So the Torah had to tell you Tisperu Chavishim Yom, the Shavuos takes place on the 50th day. So this was his right. This is what the Gemara told us. Now, after this, the Gemara goes through all types of varied riots that very Tanoim brought against the Baisusim. And along came Rava, and Rava said, Kulu Islahu Pirchu. I could refute all the answers that the Tanoim gave. Bar mitardi Tanoi Basroi, except for the latter 2 Tanoim in 2 places, Bimba Vastita Kamaisa, Bimba Vastita Basroi. So there are 4 solid answers, but the rest of the many answers, you can punch a hole in all of them. Those 4 is Leslahu Pircha. They have no refutation. But the others you can refute. Even the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, if you want to use Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's proof that you have Shavah Shabbos Tumimos Diana and Tisburu Chamisha Nimus, so what do you have both for in one pasuk? Zilma Kedabai, maybe it's coming to teach me a halachic dimension, a different halachic dimension. The Amar Abaya, mitzvah lemimnei yoyimo, a mitzvah lemimnei shavuot. That it's a mitzvah in the Sfiras Haimer, they want us to count the days and want us to count the weeks. So here you have it in this post. It says, it's far too much on the Mokra Shabbos, Shavu Shabbos, meaning Shavu Shabbos, Tumimos Diyano, is Usfartam Lachem, Shavu Shabbos, Tumimos Diyano. And furthermore, Tisburu Hamishinah was the second statement of the counting, because you need both. Which is rather interesting that neither of these is based on the Pasuk of Shavu Shabbos Tisbaloch. This is all in Parshas Emor. There are Rabbi Yochanan and Zaki obviously did not cite the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, because his whole point was the fact that it's just Shavu Shabbos Tumimus Tiyana, seven complete weeks. And therefore, when Pesach, the first day Pesach is on Shabbos, so then you have seven complete weeks, and the 50th day, like we'll have next year, I think it's next year, for Pesach Shabbos. So whenever Pesach, what? The first day Pesach is Shabbos, then you have Sunday Yeshuas. So he had to cite the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. But it's interesting that the Gemara says, Rava says, that perhaps the meaning of the Pasuk in Parshas Emor was of Shavu Shabbos Tumimos Diyano is to teach me the din of Abaya, that mitzvah lemimnei Shavuot. Right? So even when the Gemara suggests that, the Gemara does not base it on the Pasuk of Shavu Shabbos Tisbaloch in Parshas Re'eh, which is interesting. But that's, we're not here to analyze this whole sugya. So that's the Gemara's first exchange. Then the Gemara goes gufa. Now gufa means when the Gemara cited. Usually gufa is used in reference to a maimer of Amoraim. Usually, not always, but most of the time. Meaning that the Gemara cited a member of an Amoraim to prove something from it tangentially. Now the Gemara wants to come back and focus on the Maimor itself. So the Gemara says gufa. Amar Abaye, mitzvah l'mim de yoyme, mitzvah l'mim de shavua. It's a mitzvah to count the days, it's a mitzvah to count the weeks. Rabbanan de revei Rav Ashi, the yeshiva of Rav Ashi, mono yoyme, mono shavua. They follow this psak of Abaye. Then the Gemara says, Amaymar mono yoyme, Amaymar counted the days, v'lo mono shavua, but he didn't count the weeks. Why? This whole mitzvah, so Rashi, as Rashi explains, it's not a real chiyuv. There's no korban aymer there. It's merely commemorative of what was done in the mikdash. It's enough to count the days. You don't need to count the weeks also. So the question is, he cites his reason, zeichel mikdash. Now the Shaila is, what's the Pshat in Abaye? Did Abaye hold it's also Zeichel HaMikdash, and he disagreed with the parameters of the Zeichel HaMikdash, or Abaye holds it deraisa, and Amay must be Mechadish to the Zeichel HaMikdash? How do you read the Gemara? Now this is a very critical issue, because if we're convinced to read it, that Abaye also agrees with Zeichel HaMikdash. So then we say that there's no question that the view of Shas is the Tzvi Rav Zman is as the Rabbanon, with all the halachas that flow from that. That we can count Tzvi Rav Hashmoshes, for example, because it's the Rabbanon. But if we're to learn that this is the focal point of the Machlekes, that Amemar says that it's Zeichel HaMikdash, and Abaye says disagrees, no, it's not Zeichel HaMikdash, this is the real deal. And the real deal is mitzvah l'mim le'yom and mitzvah l'mim le'shavuay, then it's the right. How do you read this Gemara? But also fascinating is why it is that if it is Zeichel HaMikdash, why is only Mitzvah Levim LeYoymi? In the Mikdash you had to count days and weeks, so why should the Zeichel be only days and not weeks? That's very peculiar. Very peculiar. So this subject of what the interpretation of Abaye holds Zeichel HaMikdash and doesn't he hold Zeichel HaMikdash is a matter of dispute in the Rishonim, how to read the Gemara in Menachos. Now, Vihinei. Das Roiva Rishonim, the view of most of the Rishonim is that Svira Bizmanazesha in Omer, the Svira which we celebrate presently, who wrapped me the Rabbonim, is only me the Rabbonim. Avodasa Ram Perak Zayin, with Midinum Musaf, and Allah Chachatala, Shumana Torah. I'm the Ram Psochim Shom of the Kesev Mishnah, Rabbeis Yosef Shom. So, this is the Rambam's view. The Rambam's view is that it's the Raisa. So, we have a view that it's the Raisa Bismanazeh, and that's the way they're learning Abaye. There's a view that it's the Rabbonim, because even Abaye agrees that it's the Rabbonim. And there's a very surprising view. And this is a very, very hard view to understand altogether. I mean, you'll have to probably learn a very broad machloikas between Abaya. Some say Rabbeinu Yerucham writes the following, the Talmud of the Rosh. So he differentiates between Sfiras Hayom and Sfiras Hashvus. He says, until now we've assumed that they're both the same. So he says, no, there's differences between them. The Sfiras Hayom af bezman hazeh min haTorah. The counting of the days bezman hazeh that still remains min haTorah. That could only be l'chayra in whom? In Abaye, right? Because Amir is saying if they're about it all together. Our spirits are sure to Tulsa HaTorah ba'Omer. There, because if you read the Pasuk writes, Tzfartam Lachem, Mimokos, Miyom Haviachem, Es Omer HaTru, Vasheva Shavosh, Vas Tamimos Diyena. So the first thing that comes after the Korban, Mimokos, Miyom Haviachem, Es Omer HaTru, is the Sheva Shavosh, Vas Tamimos Diyena, Tzfartam Lachem, those 7 weeks. So he says, that's tied to the Korban HaOmer. The next phrase, which says, Tis Baruch HaVishim Yom, that's another thing, that's another aspect of the Bitzvah. But the days, so he wants to learn that the weeks are mid rabbanon, and the days are min haTorah. Because in other words, he's learning in effect that there are two separate parts of the mitzvah, not just one mitzvah in and of itself. There are two parts to the mitzvah. So nowadays, with Tisperu Chamishim Yom, that prevails, even in the absence of the Korban HaOmer. But the weeks that's tied to Sheva Shabbos of Tmimos Diyena, which comes as reference back to Sheva Miyom HaViyachem Es Omer HaTnufo. And that's the Rabbanot. Now that's a very inventive way to read the Gemara, because HaMeimer certainly didn't have that in his Gemara. Although at least HaMeimer becomes more understandable with his Shita. In other words, once we decide that the two mitzvahs are really separate, and they are separable, so then you can well understand where that you don't necessarily have to have the whole Zeicha. You know, it's really two independent things. And even according to Abaye, says you Abaye hold the Raisa, but you say the weeks is not a separate mitzvah. So in my notion that the older Rabbanon, so the Zeichel HaMikdash is on the Yomim and not on the Shavuos, Marash, on the Iker. The Iker is the days. So this is a very, very radical Shita.
But what did he say that there are two mitzvahs, that one is the days and one
is
the weeks? Why
you
split the two? Why
is that? I don't know, then I can't tell you why. Well, the truth is, a Maimar pushes you in that type of direction. That's where I see it coming from. Because why did a Maimar, how did a Maimar split the weeks? and the days in the Zeichel HaMikdash. If they're operating, if it's just one cohesive unit, so how did you split them up? Now, the other suggestions, which I think also come from this same point, the aviation of a forshum shall you die down, ki kabonas akos of limnot to shuvos dafka kishayin shleimus. That the mitzvah of head is a special mitzvah of counting weeks, which occurs when the week ends, 7, 14, 21, etc. Only occurs 7 times. And that's all you have to do. You have to say on the night at the end of the week, I guess you say, maybe you say Hayom Shuvah Yom Laimer, and then you say Hayom Shuvah Echad Laimer. Two separate things. In the style that we count to incorporate both in the daily count, there's no necessity for such a thing. Because, so this also seems to stem from the same point. In other words, so once you see that Amema split the two up, so in effect what we're saying is we have a counting of Sphere every single day of days. There's a sporadic counting once a week. We have a counting of weeks besides. So they certainly have little problem understanding why Amemar said that the Zeichel HaMikdash goes in the days and not in the weeks. Because every day you don't really need the weeks. There's a counting of days, which is a mitzvah in its own right, which incorporates all the days. So if Amemar, if once you don't have to plug in the weeks on a daily basis, so Amemar is certainly empowered to say that's a separate part of the mitzvah. And Amemar, longer than the Iker, we make a Zeichel. The whole point is to make a Zeichel. We made a Zeichel, that's it. Doesn't have to be exactly as it was, because you see that the Torah itself severed the weeks from the days. V'yesh lehem she'omru, other Rishonim say, ki aderach hanifka lehaskim yin ha'shvuos im ha'yomim tomid b'chol yom. That what's preferable is we should mention the days and the weeks every single day, as we do. So the Chinuch concludes, v'yorei sh'man yivcha darakam, one that wants to be meticulous should adopt the derech of these latter poskim. Why lahitzim mikos ofer? Because you don't lose by it. Well, the yochosh l'tif eres hamilos, and don't be concerned that the phrase theology is a little awkward. It's just, this is the most common practice. I presume he's not enthralled with the idea of the way we count. We say hayom asara yomim, and then shehem shavu echad shloisha yomim laimer. It's a very awkward type of sentence, sort of almost inherently redundant. So I presume, and it could be that at the time of the Migdash they did Hayom Asor Yom Elohimer, and they did Hayom, you know, maybe Shua Echa. So the other Shita would say, you say every day Hayom Asor Yom Elohimer, Hayom Achar Asor Yom Elohimer. When you get to the week, I presume, according to them, you had two countings. You said Hayom Shua Yom Elohimer, and then you said the Gavah gave a clap, Hayom Shua Echa Elohimer. So those are two elegant sentences. So that's what he's saying. Well, Yochus should defer Samilus. So the Sefer is a little bit awkward the way we count, and a little less than fully elegant. But no, he says, but at least Yoytil Chaladeus. So don't worry if the prose is not from the world's most striking. He says, and this is the most common minute. And he goes to Rambam, a very interesting Rambam. The cost of a Rambam is a Chayin of the Bracha. The Rambam writes, and it's a very, very fascinating Rambam, writes the following. This is also in the, this is in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. Well, Yata Ischa Omram Zechonel Vrocha, don't be confused by the statement, or by his statement in the Gemara in Menachos, where he says, Mitzvah Lemim Neyom and Mitzvah Lemim Neshavuot, right? That's the text, that's the exact text of our Gemara, Mitzvah Lemim Neyom and Mitzvah Lemim Neshavuot. So don't be confused by that. The Tachshavim, perhaps you think, Shehen Shtei Mitzvahs, that's the two separate mitzvahs. Now certainly according to the ones that hold that you only count the weeks on the weeks, you have certainly a lot of room to say that. Shehen HaKavona Bazeh, Loimah Shetia Mitzvah Lefnei Atzma, that it's a separate mitzvah, that's not what it means. It's a part of the mitzvah overall. It's one mitzvah. It would indeed be two mitzvahs. or minyan hashavuos mitzvah. But since it didn't put it that way, that the counting is a mitzvah, but rather it said it's a mitzvah to do both. B'zeh mashalei nela b'mishu yidakti b'dover yivareyu. And this is very clear to a person that understands language well, the Rambam says. Sha'ato k'shetoyma yitzchayev sh'yasa kach v'kach. If I say you have to do this and that, it's what you have to do. Lo yitzchayev min amayim razeh sh'inyin ahum mitzvah v'teyatzvah. That each part is a separate mitzvah. And I say you have to go to the store and you have to buy bread. Right? So I'm not telling you there's a mitzvah to go to the store. You have to go to the store and buy bread. And similarly, when they said mitzvah, the mimnei yomim, mitzvah, the mimnei shavuah, I said, this is what we have to do. You have to count the days of, I said, you have to count the weeks. If they didn't want to talk about our practice, they could have talked in the aspect, minyan, how yomim, the counting of the days, that's not a direct tzivui. It's not talking to what we have to do directly. That's a general, more objective description. It's mitzvah, minyan hayomim mitzvah, minyan shavuah mitzvah. So that's not addressed to what we have to do. That's an abstract statement. So if it was expressed in the abstract, then we would take it as each one as a mitzvah in its own right. But since it was in an action format, mitzvah l'mimnei, which we have to do, so he says that's common when you speak of there's a whole bunch of things you're supposed to do for all, for one end. So that's the way you put it. How can I prove this to you? And this is very interesting because this really relates back to what we just said. Hey, why do we count the weeks every single night? If it's a separate mitzvah, we should have counted the days, and on the weeks, we should count the weeks, the Rambam says. That would be a separate mitzvah. Why do every night that we say Hayom Asar Yomim Shem Shavua Chodesh Loishi Yomim Loim? If it's two separate mitzvahs, so we should count the days now, and we get to weeks, we should count weeks. Why are we mixing the two together? So that's symptomatic that what Abayah meant was a mix. The counting of the days is incomplete without the counting of the weeks. If it was its own mitzvah, then we should only count on 7, 14, 21, etc., the day that the week ends. And I guess then we would have a separate mitzvah. He says, and furthermore, he says, there would even be two brachas then, because they're two separate mitzvahs. I share the Shannon says that it's one of Sfirat Yimei. That's another way, we just say Sfirat Aimer, because we only have one type. He doesn't need to be more specific. But once there would be varied mitzvahs within Sfirah, we just couldn't say Sfirat Aimer, because the question would come back, which one? So therefore, we would have Sfirat Yimei Aimer, Sfirat Shvuah Aimer. So clearly, from the Rambam, according to that sheet, there would be two separate countings. He'd make a bracha. Spirit Yimei Yomer, say Hayom Shiva Hashiva Yomim Lo Yomer, and you make another bracha. Shem Yisrael Tov Tov Tivara Shvuah Yomer, and you make Hayom Shvuah Echad Lo Yomer. Ve'ein Adover Kain, but nobody, we don't have any such practice. The Rambam says, Avol Mitzvah Spirit Yomer Yomer Ushvois of Kemosha Kasavna, both together. And this touches other areas where we have in Hilchos Tefillin. Is it one mitzvah, two mitzvahs? Right. Again, we have most of our machlokes of one bracha, two brachas. So that also, where it's discussed in Rishonim, how to construe the Tefillin as one mitzvah, two mitzvahs.
Why is it talking
about the second bracha? Because that's the hachra of the Rishonim that we follow. In the Svardim, it's interesting because what happened. Very interesting. We wear a tefillin of Rashi, but we make the brachas according to the Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, it's supposed to make one bracha like the Svardim makes. That's it. So history has its peculiar things, and this is certainly very peculiar. Rabbeinu Tam brachas and Rashi's tefillin.
But it's a different concept.
It's ironic. It's not halachically difficult, it's just ironic.
You're also trying to say that the Tosis starts off by tying it to the Shabbat, 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 and then Shabbat, and then it says Shabbat, Shabbat, and then it sort of lends itself to saying it should be meat, not day. But then the Tosis continues, I mean, Shabbat, the Shabbat, the Shabbat, again, a weekly concept, typical from each meal.
But that, you see, it's interesting because in the Mimochos and Shabbos and Shvi'is, it no longer discusses Shabbos, 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 as Tmimus Tiyana. See, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's issue, well, we started off with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He made his diyuk in Shabbos, Shabbos, as Tmimus Tiyana. Now, here we have, you see, again, I presume because the Tisperu, it's a. On Mimochros and Shabbos and Shvi'is, and then goes Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So the counting is Tisperu Chamishim Yom.
Right.
So that's sort of the bridge between the two halves of the Pesuk. But Tisperu again appears before the Chamishim Yom, not before that.
You can't have counting of only weeks. You wouldn't be counting. What do you wait 7 days and then count 1 week? Wait 14 days, count.
You could hypothetically. I agree with it. Would not be the most logical of things to do. But he wants to say that's very interesting. I mean, Yerucham. That well, that's why it comes out in a certain regard. What comes out, according to him, is the days are more significant than the weeks. So the days, even bizman hazeh. In other words, you can't start sphere without days. Weeks that could add on and not add on weeks. This also gives a certain insight from this, why the halacha is that if you counted the days and not the weeks, you yaitse. I mean, first of all, it's not even agreed that you have to count the weeks every day altogether. But beyond that, it's clear that the day is the basic unit, more than the weeks are. Now, the Sefer HaChinuch, the end, the very, very end, writes the following: "When Oheges Mitzvah Sfira Soimer Midiraisa, it applies Midiraisa b'chol mokoyim b'schorim for males b'zman habayis shayesham oimer in the time of the Beis Hamikdash when there was a korban oimer. Now, not everyone had." This line, Bizman Abaye Shayesham Aimer. This is, there are varied texts, varied editions of the Sefer HaChinuch. In the edition that we have, he says, Bizman Abaye Shayesham Aimer, Umidrabonim Bechol Mokoy, and Midrabonim applies every place. Vafilu Hayyim Shaynoim Korob Avon Oseinu, even though we don't have a Korban Aimer to be. So in our text we have, he's saying clearly that it's not derisive. But not all this whole line where he says that Bizman Abayis is derisive and Bizman Azed is derabonon in the absence of the Mikdash is not all editions. Other editions don't have this line. And he holds it derisive. Now the curious point, and this is raised by the Minchas Chinuch, in terms of what the Shita of the Sefer HaChinuch is, is the following, because he cites this Vatabu and Asinu Rabbim. Now he also has another edition, because he has, which we don't even have in our text, after he ends Sheinoim Korobav and Asinu, and Vatabu and Asinu Sheinu Lono Beis Hamikdash. So some have even that he added that you have to count days and weeks, even Bezman Hazeh. And this is the text that the Minchas Chinuch had. Near the Tzachis Loshon V'yeshka, near the Sefer Kedasha B'Shenem a Servant Sphere of Bizman Hazeh Derabbanan. According to that text, because he's writing that Bizman Hazeh Derabbanan, not the Raisa. Okay, now Now, the Hainu Lafuke Midasa Ramkan, and this is to disagree with the Rambam, Shekosa, the Rambam wrote, let me find the place, Shekosa came in the Moinen Ono Hayom and Vashvu, since we passed in like Abaya, and we count the days and the weeks, and Amemra said he holds Zechel Abidus, so it must be that Abaya holds not Zechel Abidus, that's the right derisa. Much of the spirit he derisa, otherwise, well, we should be following Amemra. For a rabbi, Machava said that the Rabbi Rishon is the Tzvira of the Rabbanon. The Tzvira is only with the Rabbanon. Now, when we come up, come on, and on, and hayom in Vashvuz, I am with the Rabbi. Now, we come up, and tzorach in Tzatz, and this is the question about what's the appropriate text in Sefer HaChinuch, why? Shenotam idas haram, that he went away from the view of the Rambam. Now, basically, he follows the view of the Rambam pretty much throughout the whole Sefer HaChinuch. To the largest extent, he follows it. And our kaponim, and if he doesn't, sometimes when he disagrees with them, he cites the Rambam's view. And he says, but I agree with the other Rishonim that disagree with the Rambam. So here, to blithely go along, if he is agreeing with the Rambam, so fine. But according to the text, the edition that we have, where he's disagreeing with the Rambam, he should have quoted the Rambam's view, and then, as he generally does, say that I passed my close to Shalom. So there is, it's curious. Now, there's this whole question about what happens if we skip a day in the sphere. This is a very, very obscure machlekes, what it is. This is a whole taisis here, Menachos Samach Vav, which deals with varied halachos of the sphere. The counting of the yom, that is. Oy, posik v'alochas g'daylish, and hipsik yom echad v'losipa. Skip today. Shuv, and a sefer, you don't count anymore. And he says, why? V'shem deboi t'mimus. It's a chisaron in t'mimus. T'mimus means you have to have all the days. If you're missing one of the days, it's not t'mimus. V'teima g'daylahu, he says, this is very real. Difficult to understand, but it does not seem to be correct. That's all Tosfos says. But exactly what the shita of the Mahagis, why he says it, is not so clear. Tosfos says because it's a chisaron tmimus. So it has to be tmimus. So apparently there's some view, in other words, the whole 49 days have to be tmimus. We have tmimus implies we have to count at night. It's also part of Tmimus. It's a night and a day. Now the Sefer HaChinuch appears to have his own version of the Machloikas. And one that I've always understood far better than I understood the general one, if it's one mitzvah or many mitzvahs. The Yesha Amru Shemi, this is the Bahag, Shemi Sheshochach V'lo Monayim Echot, if one skipped one of the days, Shem Yochel Limnais Oyid V'yis Hashon, that's it, it's all over for this year. Now, we realize, according to this Shita, even if one didn't count one night, you don't even count with without a bracha the rest of the night. That's it, it's all over. You can't do the mitzvah anymore. You left out an integral part of the mitzvah, and that's it. There's no retrieving it. There's no point. You can just have to fold up and come back next year. Shen Yochel, now he writes, Shen Yochel Nimnois Oyid Ba'is Hashonah, L'fisha Kulan Mitzvah Achasi. So first he makes the standard, it's all one mitzvah, but then he doesn't end with that. But he adds, and became a Shochach Mehem Yom Echot. Apparently he wants to explain why is it, in what sense is it one mitzvah. He says, well, if you left that one of the days, Harei Kola Cheshbon Botel Mimeno, you no longer have an appropriate counting, meaning, what makes tonight the 10th? The fact that I counted 9 nights until now. If I didn't count 9 nights until now, how much base am I going to go? I am a sorry yom. I am a sorry yom. Where was 9? Where was 8? Wait. This is his view. That you have to count, so you establish, you counted. So when you say a sorry yom, it's implying I'm up to the 10th day of the counting. If you didn't count up to the 10th day, you skipped the 9th, so what are you saying? It's the 10th when you didn't have a 9th. Anti-tenth counting. the Rishonim and my Dor did not acquiesce, did not accede to this Torah. And as he told, so cites Tosfos, and there's a Rav Hai in the Torah, the Cholayla Velayla Mitzvah Vifnei Atmo. The Rishonim did not accept this Pesach. Why didn't they accept this Pesach? Elamisha Shochach Yom Echad, that if one skipped one of the days, Yomar, you should say. Now, this is not, again, this is a controversial text. Emesh Hoya Kach B'loi Brocha. He should say, yesterday was the ninth day. And now, Yomar, sorry, Yomar. And most of the editions of the Sefer HaChinuch don't have this line. So, in most of the editions go straight into the ending, is Meina HaChirm, what's in the end, Im Kol Yisrael. What does he mean, Im Kol Yisrael? Chaveim Kol Yisrael, Im Kol Yisrael. What does he want to do? Im Kol Yisrael. So I said, Pshat Im Kol Yisrael means that what makes tonight the tenth night of the Omer, I don't need my own personal context. I exist in the larger context of all of Klal Yisrael. Since the rest of Klal Yisrael is up to the tenth night of the Omer, so Mamela is the tenth night of the Omer for me too, because I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I'm Im Kol Yisrael. So it's not so much, it's a question of one mitzvah, many mitzvahs. It's just a question of what determines the calendar for Spiros HaOmer. Is the calendar for Spiros HaOmer a personal calendar? That I have to count 1, 2, 3. When I get to 10, I have had to count all the way up to 10 to be able to say Asara Yomim. Or no, it doesn't necessitate a personal calendar. All of this, there's a calendar of Klal Yisrael's calendar. And that's enough. I don't need my personal calendar. Now, so this is an entirely different view of the Machlokes. I had a question. So it's one mitzvah, not one mitzvah. That's as a result of something else. That's not really the point of this. I found subsequently, I had my own purposes in using this. What was that? That in light of this could very well be I think it looks like the Sefer HaChinuch. I didn't know it at the time. Apparently, may go in a similar derech. I found someone there indeed brought from Rav Yosher Ben Soloveitchik. This is the way he interpreted the Sefer HaChinuch. And he used it for the same purpose that I wanted to use it. And that is the old question, if a katan counted, comes by mitzvah in the middle of Spiro, should he go on counting with a brocha or not? So I said, that you can't say there's not a counting. Counted. He's up to 7, he's up to 8, he's up to 9, and the halacha recognized that counting at some level. At least with the Rabbanon, he has a chiyuv according to many Rishonim. According to the Mordechai, what you do with the Rabbanon helps on a derisidical level. So we can't just say there wasn't any counting. The counting achieved halachic significance. So therefore, to come back on future nights and say, why is this the test? It's the 10th because I counted until 9. I might have been a cotton at 10, so what? But I only need all the nights because I have to have a counting. So I have a counting. I did count. I counted every single night. So now I'm up to the 10th. So this may be a resolution of that old problem. Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal also took it in this particular regard. So this is a whole different spin. This touches another Shaila also. There was a very extremely radical psak of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. That was very interesting. There's one of the Sakhma Dayanim put out a sefer on Sri Sa'iva. So in two places he quotes a particular psak or sheet, but unnamed, without attribution. As to what, One of them was from Rav Yosheber Soloveitchik, and the other was the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So he brought up whatever, each one had a certain chiddush, so he brought it and discussed it. I think this may have to do with part of what he brought, this interpretation of this. But then he also brought, subsequently, a chiddush of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, also without attribution, just, you know, it's to hold this way, you know. And he discussed it. So, the Lubavitcher Rebbe had a very, very unusual psak. One that I don't think that he found, you know, many friends for. They had a psak, suppose you cross the international dateline and you miss a day of the sphere. So what do you do? So the Lubavitcher have a psak that Tisburu Chamishim, you know, when you get up to 50, you make shavuos. So you don't keep shavuos with everybody else in the world. Yeah, in your health, they keep shavuos a day later. It's a very, very strange psak. I mean, would we say, could it be different than when the Migdash stood, that one could observe shavuos on a different day than it was observed in the Migdash? But there are riots also, and this is one of the riots that it can be. Because, sof kol sof, it says, well, what determines the count? Is im kol Yisrael. The count is together with all the klal Yisrael. So the 50th day is not dependent on my counting. The 50th day is determined by the counting of all of klal Yisrael.
Yes, and that is not
exactly, but certainly in terms of shavuos, if you want to know what the 50th day is, the 50th day is im kol Yisrael.
No, but if
according to this sheet, yeah, but that's a question. If you could, you could. Usually, you could wind them counting in the daytime, anyhow, most of the time, to make up for the night. You know, you won't miss it by and large. So this Sefer Achinuch is a raya, not like that. So I can have a raya also from a Tosfos, the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, which also have a raya that's the Pesach is the Tosfos does not agree with the Pesach either. So this sheds light on that very controversial psak. They're a very peculiar psak to count, you know, yontif on a totally different day than the rest of the world, you know, because it says tisbro chamishim yontif. You know, part of it is because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that shavuos is the only yontif that doesn't have a day. And the Gemara says in reality, in the time of the Migdash, shavuos could come out on one of 3 days. Hey, Vav Azai. Because we have a fixed calendar that Nisan has 30 days and Sivan has 29 days. But it doesn't have to be that way. In the Migdash, we could have both of them being Moli, Nisan having 30, and Iyar having 30 instead of 29. So then Shavuos would come out on, hey, would be the 50th day. The way we have it, with Nisan being Moli and Iyar Chosra, so it comes out on both. Now you could also have it, the Migdash stood, and you want Mekabel the Chodesh, Mekadesh the Chodesh, Apidi Edom. So then you could have a situation of both of them with Chosra. So then the 50th day would be on Zion, Sivan. So the Gemara says that Shavuos does not have a fixed date to it. It's Tisperu Chamishim Yom. So that's what lends itself, you know, the smach for that tzak. But as I said, you see from Sefer HaChinuch, it is not so, and the end result, I mean, it's a lot more satisfying to most to say that he messed up his count of the sphere than he wound up in a different world as far as when Shavuos is going to be going to be. Kedushas. So this Sefer HaChinuch sheds a great deal of light, you know, on that subject of those psalms. Now we'll just see in the Milchas Chinuch itself, in the few minutes we have left until the Varv. Ach, ani mesupik the shita zu, im ha-kot nafu b'yishen ha-chayim, mikom mokom mona kader ha-chintana. Suppose the cotton counted all the nights. Evet, mona kodem shenish tachar gamkin, an evet counted, so he really was not mechuyiv, he only did it as ino mitzuva v'oisa. Ki rashai latz, as Mr. says, shas man gromokom, avu ha-bekam ha-kom is b'shas, that he's allowed to do such a thing. Uva emtin is gadol ha-kotten, and in the middle, very common, happens every year, he becomes bar mitzvah. When ish tachar ha-evet, or the evet becomes free. Ima chuyim ben ha-torah limnois begadluso, v'geruso b'shanayim. So if the kotten that's freed, or the evet that in the cotton that grew up, but the ever that's free, there's mechuyev. Minei the mechuyev of Ptur Talia Milsa, that is determined if you were mechuyev or not, and they were potter from the mitzvah. The kemish ha'yeh potter of Shemona, he counted while he was potter, because mechuyev kemish ha'mitzvah achasi, or mechuyev ha'mon is chayev, he wasn't mechuyev in the first day for the mitzvah, kam ato eno chayev in a Torah. But therefore, when mechuyev ha'mon is chayev in a Torah, kam ato eno chayev in a Torah, Odumo came with Shemona Av Shehoyim and Tur. He counted, even though it was Potter, we come back on the Bottle of Cheshbon. In light of the Sefer HaChinuch's interpretation, that the mitzvah, what does it mean? That why can you keep on counting? It's a question of Bottle of Cheshbon and not Bottle of Cheshbon. So he says, how can you say Bottle of Cheshbon if you counted all the nights? The Chayim Mekana Lahavo. And then everyone quotes, this is a very famous Mordechai. It's not an easy Mordechai, according to our way in yeshivas that we understand things. It's not so easy to understand this Mordechai and its implications. But the Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos cited it, and it's become a very useful Mordechai to resolve a lot of types of issues that we have. And we've seen him at Mordechai in Megillah. Hey, we swore us a minute to be a Mavin. A mover came to Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos. The Amachuyim in the Rabbonon, Motzi Achayim in Atar. That if you Amachuyim in the Rabbonon, you can be might say at least yourself for a deraisa de kachiv. I mean, the question that they have, with Tosfos Shabbos is the rabbonon. So how are you yet to kiddush deraisa when you come home from shul during this month Tosfos Shabbos? So the Rambam that she taught it, it doesn't hold from Tosfos Shabbos and Tosfos Yom, it's only from Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. So the Rambam pulled a slick trick. The Rambam said that Zochar Yom HaShabbos the kasha was somach mitnisosa litziosa. So you don't have to be at the beginning of Shabbos. Near the beginning of Shabbos is enough that you can do Zochras Yom HaShabbos to catch it. So that's in the Rambam resolved the problem. But others that didn't, that learned it has to be on Shabbos itself, the Kiddush. So the Mordechai wrote, the Yoytzi B'Kiddush Hayom, Lagamim Cholamayim. So, I'm Yoytzi myself, with the Rais of the Chalchayim, with the Mais of the Rabbanon that I did. Him came to the Yoytzi B'Kiddush of Shabbos is on the Rabbanon. So he once again came to Kutch and his Gadol, he certainly was a 12, he certainly was Mechuyim and Chinuch. And he comes back again to the Sefer HaChinuch's interpretation of this Machloikus. How can you say there was no counting, there's no Cheshbon? He has even a personal Cheshbon. It's not only the Cheshbon of Imkol Yisrael with the entire Klal Yisrael, there's his own personal counting. And the Halacha recognizes his personal counting as being significant. I've always found the Sefer HaChinuch a very keen insight, gives keen insight into this machlekes, what it means, all the nights are tied together, not tied together. It's a very non-conventional pshat in the machlekes, but it's the one that I've personally found most understandable so far. How you doing there?